track three. And now it was the first of the headline stories. Teen Grace road closure could make or break us. A Teen Grace business owner fears the new road closure in the village could make or break her business after customers have already told her they are considering going elsewhere. Olivia Elliott, who runs Olivia's Doggy Daycare, said the closure of Teen Grace Road could have a devastating impact on her small business, with some customers facing a daily diversion of around 10 miles. "This could make or break us," Olivia said. "Last week I had four customers tell me that they're going to be leaving us, and this morning another said they were looking at other options. Following the diversion and going 10 miles out of their way every day is just not doable for them." The road closure came into effect this morning, Monday, August the 10th, as part of the next stage of the multi-million pound A382 improvement project between Newton Abbott and Drum Bridges. The road between Fortius Cross and Stover School has closed to allow construction work to take place, including a new roundabout and the next section of a shared-use path. Teen Grace Road has also been closed at Ventiford Bridge in an effort to prevent the village being used as a rat run. The closure will be monitored closely to assess whether it is working effectively and will be reviewed periodically, the Devon Advertiser understands. Olivia, who started her business aged just 17, has now been running the daycare for 13 years. She said the business had already faced a major setback during the COVID pandemic when she was forced to find work elsewhere after the daycare was badly affected. "In the past 4 years, we've put a lot of money into the business just for this to come along. It's also going to ruin us all over again, just for the sake of pleasing a few people in the village," she added. Olivia said the potential loss of customers was particularly concerning because she's self-employed and has a young family to support. "We're running a small business. We don't have loads of money. I am self-employed and I have a young family," Olivia said. "If it gets to the point where we only have 5 or 6 dogs in per day, then we'll have to look for a job." She also criticised what she described as a lack of clarity around the closure and how long it would remain in place. "We would like to have been informed a little bit better how long it's going to be, because we have been told 3 different things and nobody has come to speak to us." The closure follows a petition organised by fellow Teen Grace resident Diane Penfold, with nearly 70 people signing in opposition to the council's plans. Devon County Council said it understood the disruption the closure would cause, but insisted it was the best available option. The authority said traffic levels on the A382 were so high that even a proportion of drivers diverting through Teen Grace would create an unacceptable level of traffic in the village.
Fears after spate of arsons in Tynmouth. A Tynmouth woman fears for her community after an arson attack destroyed her garden shed and nearly set her family home ablaze. A homemade petrol bomb apparently started the fire in Coleman Avenue that burned Charlotte Foster's shed to the ground in the early hours of Monday, August the 3rd. Firefighters arrived in time to stop the flames reaching the roof above the bedroom where her 9-year-old son Oliver was sleeping. That evening, there was another arson attack at Tynmouth Hospital. Police are now linking both fires to another incident 3 weeks ago in 4th Avenue, where a small fire had broken out in a garden bordering Charlotte's. With 3 arson attacks in such a small area, Charlotte said that she's scared for her neighbours. She said, "My fear about staying here is them doing it to someone else, and then I have to witness a mother screaming because her child is stuck in a burning house." When the fire broke out in the early hours of Monday morning, Charlotte and her husband Stuart initially thought their own house was ablaze. "I was awoken by my teenage daughter screaming, 'Mum, there's a fire.' I opened my bedroom door and our hallway landing window leads out onto the garden. It was just engulfed. It was orange." My first thought was to get my son out of his bedroom. We got him up and left the house, and the fire brigade were already there. She said the police and fire service had not initially treated the blaze as suspicious, telling her a faulty solar panel on the shed could have caused it. They had found an empty beer bottle in the garden, but there was no smell of fuel to suggest that it had been used as an improvised petrol bomb. When the firefighters returned to check for hotspots, one of them told Charlotte the blaze would have spread to her house if they had arrived just 5 minutes later. Charlotte said, "That was the reality shock. I could have lost my son." And when that kicked in, the reality of it, I went to talk to the neighbours. After hearing that a beer bottle petrol bomb had apparently started the fire on the neighbour's lawn, Charlotte had another look at the bottle that had been found in her garden. The top was blackened and burnt, and next to it was the rag. I bagged it up and took it to the police station. Later on Monday, police and a fire investigator came to her home and confirmed that the blaze had been started deliberately. A spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said, "We are investigating a suspicious fire in Tynmouth on August 3rd and are also aware of a fire on July 12th in the garden on 4th Avenue and at Coleman Avenue on August 3rd. Both have been treated as suspicious and inquiries are ongoing to establish whether they are linked."
Volunteers gearing up for Dawlish Carnival. Volunteers are gearing up for this year's Dawlish Celebrates Carnival. The fun kicks off on Saturday, August the 15th, to be followed by a packed week of community fun. For the second year running, events have had to be tailored to work around half the lawn space being out of action. Last year, activities were only able to be on part of the main green space, while construction work was underway for South West Water's multi-million pound water improvement scheme. While the project is now finished, reinstatement work is still ongoing. Much of the lawn area is still out of action while newly seeded grass becomes established. Rebecca Booth, new chairman of Dawlish Celebrated Carnival, said, "Together with our dedicated committee and fantastic team of volunteers, we're excited to bring another unforgettable carnival week. Despite these challenges, the committee and our team of volunteers are determined to build on the success of 2025 and deliver a fantastic week that celebrates everything that makes Dawlish such a special community. Visitors can enjoy the return of the popular raft race, accompanied by a Coast Guard demonstration, a children's activity day in Manor Gardens, and the Pub Challenge, which is returning for its second year after a successful debut. Much-loved favourites are also back, including the duck race, clay modelling, circus skills, art competition, music competition, live music events throughout the week, culminating in the Carnival Parade finale on Friday evening, August the 21st. Rebecca added, "Our 2026 carnival theme is Once Upon a Time, and we would love to see as many people as possible taking part. Whether you're entering the parade, decorating a float, volunteering your time, or simply coming along to enjoy the events, there's something for everyone to get involved in. We look forward to welcoming residents and visitors alike for a week of fun, community spirit, and unforgettable memories. Entry forms and full event information are available on the Facebook page and website."